Mosaic is the public radio's podcast on immigration, and we have a series of community essays. This essay is by Elvin Guerrero, who is originally from Barquisimeto, Venezuela. He writes about moving to Rhode Island a year ago. Our production director, James Baumgartner, provides the English translation of Elvin's words. Si quiere escuchar solo en español, hay otra versión disponible.
Vine a los Estados Unidos el 4 de agosto de 2021.
I came to the United States of America on August 4th, 2021. I had visited several times before as a tourist from Venezuela, but now it was different. I came as an immigrant due to the current situation in my country of origin, leaving behind a whole life that did not fit in just two suitcases.
No me cabía solo en dos maletas. Conociendo el viejo proverbio español,
knowing the old Spanish proverb attributed to the devil, that tourism is one thing and immigration another, it was clear to me that the process would not be easy.
Aunque estaba mentalizado,
although I had to mentally prepare myself to live one day at a time and remember that regards and longings live in our minds, trying to trick us by keeping us busy and rejoicing in small triumphs or advances.
Tratando de engañarnos. Para superarlo, hay que mantenerse ocupado y regocijarse en los pequeños triunfos o avances.
It's been a year in this new life. I can look in the rearview mirror and take stock of it.
Mirando hacia atrás, puedo hacer un balance de esto. Vivo en un confortable.
I live in a comfortable apartment, well equipped, located in a quiet, safe neighborhood, surrounded by greenery.
Rodeado de verde.
I count among my neighbors squirrels, rabbits, birds, marmots, and even smelly skunks.
Conejos, pájaros, marmota, e incluso unos malolientes zorrillos. Encontré un trabajo.
I found a job 15 days after my arrival related to my background as a medical doctor. Although I do not see patients, I check their histories, diagnoses, and treatments.
Chequeo sus historias, diagnósticos, y tratamientos. Dado mi amor por la lectura,
given my love of reading, I visited the state libraries where I found out about the English as a Second Language courses. I discovered this excellent program equipped with trained and experienced teachers, with schedules adjusted to mine and Zoom classes, which are free.
Y sus horarios estaban ajustados a mí. Era clases por Zoom y todo fue gratis.
I consider it a triumph to be taking these courses.
Mi inglés ha mejorado a pesar de mi
My English has improved despite my lack of talent for learning it before moving here. The excellent methodology of the teacher, the exchange with my fellow students, and my discipline has made it possible.
Ha hecho posible que haya mejorado. Tengo tiempo libre para
leer. I have free time to read, listen to music, watch movies, exercise every day, cook, and drink whiskey on Fridays.
Y tomar whisky los viernes.
Having such a good quality of life is a triumph to me.
Es un triunfo para mí.
I keep the hope of returning to Venezuela, so I've not burned my ships like Hernán Cortés did, so he wouldn't have to return to Spain.
Como hizo Hernán Cortés cuando no quiso retornar a España. Por ahora,
but for now, I'm grateful for the welcome I've received in North America. I honor this with my work, dedication, and being a good citizen.
That was an essay by Elvin Guerrero. He now lives in Cranston, Rhode Island. To learn more about Mosaic's community essays or to submit your own essay, email me, Pearl Marvel, at mosaiccommunity@thepublicsradio.org.